Interlude. Let us go back to the turn of the last century and introduce you to a new character, William. As a young engineer and architect, William wasn't expecting to be summoned to the palace by the Queen. Sadly, he didn't actually get to meet her. She was ill. But he did deal with a very high-up member of the royal household, an elderly but commanding advisor. "A commission?" William asked. "What kind of commission?"
"A secret one," the advisor replied.
"We have heard from conversations with notable members of your profession that you are a capable man. Is this a reasonable assessment?"
"Yes.
Well, you wouldn't say no, would you? But also, and most importantly to us, an unknown one, to the general public at any rate. We need a capable man, but not one whose absence for some while on some secret work could provoke comment. You fit that bill."
"I see. I am to build something in secret?"
"Yes."
"What?"
"A glass vault. It is to be built underneath a recently defunct subterranean railway terminus. We want you to build a vault for the storage of some rather unusual royal property. Could you do it?"
"I could, but..."
"Well, then it is agreed. Here are a few of the specifications which we will need incorporated. You will work here. All workers and equipment you need must be applied for through me. No outsiders."
William looked at the rough designs for a few moments.
"Forgive me for saying, sir, but these designs look not unlike a prison to me. As I said, the vault is for the storage of some very unusual property. Are there any problems?" And William, seeing the check in front of him, heard himself say that there were no problems at all. The work in King William Street was done below and beyond the platform level, in the tunnel as it hence underneath the Thames. It took some 3 months to complete, and by the end William was glad to get the whole business out of the way. The men building the vault were not the usual navvies. Not only were some of them women of all that is holy, but they were also silent. Absolutely silent. They understood what he wanted, but would only nod in reply. They worked constantly, silently, and this worried him. He started to get the idea that maybe when he turned his back on them, they weren't there anymore. But this was just the darkness and the underground making him imagine things. William was spooked.